Our next speaker, this is going to be fun. It's just picking up steam here. Liz Winstead, co-creator and former head writer of The Daily Show and Air America Radio co-founder. She has helped change the very landscape of how people get their news. As a performer, Winstead brought her political wit to The Daily Show and later to the radio waves, co-hosting Unfiltered, Air America's radio show with Chuck D and Rachel Maddow. The New York Times, The Washington Post, and Entertainment Weekly have all recognized Liz as one of the top political satirists in America. Her first book, Liz Free or Die, Essay, Political Satirists in America. Her first book, Liz Free or Die, Essays, was released in 2012, and she's currently spearheading Lady Parts Justice, a reproductive rights organization which has an event here in Madison next weekend, uses humor and outrage to expose anti-choice zealots in an attempt to return state legislatures to a pro-choice majority. Please put your hands together for Liz Winstead.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, hello, Fighting Bob. I feel so excited to be greeted with this brilliant, perfect Midwestern fall day. I'm so glad to be part of it with you. I'm originally from Minnesota. And I'm a Packer fan. But I love, I know it's been rough, Wisconsin. But you are not alone. Every time I go to a state and I have to do political material, every state has its idiots. We don't identify you as the idiots. We identify your politicians as the idiots. I can't point no fingers when I live in a state that elected Michelle Bachmann. But it is so insane when it feels like a lot. It feels like the worst family reunion ever, right? I mean, it's like, and I'm so sorry because Scott Walker, oh dear. We know that, oh dear, everybody's been talking about Scott Walker. I really, though, it's a surprising thing to be in Wisconsin and to be a woman and to watch your reproductive rights erode. And I'm not even sure where you're at this point. Can you even exfoliate in this state anymore? I'm unclear about what the rules are. I don't want to shower. I don't want to pull out a loofah. I don't know if I'll be jailed. I have no idea. And there has never been a greater enemy of unions, I don't think. It's astounding to me. I mean, Scott Walker hates organizing so much, I think he's planning on banning California closets. I think it's that bad. At this point, I think... So, you know, he's kind of the headliner of weenies. You know, we forget almost about Paul Ryan. We don't even talk about him anymore. And he is one of the worst. Do you know how bad Paul Ryan really, you know how bad it gets? You have to have absolutely horrifying policies that nuns will rent a bus to chase you down? Like, that is just bad. Nuns don't have money. I don't even know if they can drive. But they're like, this guy sucks hard. We're going to just get going. You don't want to piss off progressive Catholics. Do not mess with them, right? This people love the Pope, this new Pope. He's pretty good. I was brought up Catholic. I'm on the fence about the Pope a little bit. I'm a big reproductive rights activist, so the Pope isn't with me on my issue. So I look at the Pope as like, he's a guy who was in a really crappy band, and now he's having a really great solo career. You like the new songs, and then he plays one of the old hits. You're like, no, we hate that one. But I'm happy to be here and look in a room, you know, full of people who don't have big purple bruises on their foreheads from going, I don't know what's happening, because that would be perfectly legitimate. Because you hear such irrational conversations around practical issues that you have a stomach. When you hear people talking about fracking, it is shocking to me. I mean, honestly, when there is something we do to the earth that causes, when you turn your faucet on, to have fire pour out, Maybe that's a bad idea. Maybe it needs more research. Why are you trying to push that through, right? And then you read articles about, like, cows who are wandering into, like, puddles full of fracking dispersants and drinking the fracking water. And we're all from the Midwest. We know there's a thing with cows. Cows fart methane. Fracking causes fire to pour out of things. So if you have a farting cow drinking water that's on fire, basically you have a self-barbecuing cow. Which sounds like something Monsanto would be excited. I should just shut up, right? I should just, terrible idea. Oh my, they're already on it. Like, oh my God, this, someone's tweeting that. And now we're gonna enter this crazy floaters in the punch bowl excuse for a Republican runoff. We've all been paying attention and watching. I feel sorry for Republicans. They have to pick one of these people. I mean, honestly, trying to choose one of these people is like deciding which package of expired meat in the refrigerator might be safe enough to eat. It's risky. This Donald Trump thing is in it. Remember when everybody was going, oh, Chris Christie can never win because he's just too loud and aggressive? It's like, oh, well, apparently loud and aggressive is popular. And have you had a friend that you thought was perfectly normal or relative posting on your Facebook page about how refreshing Donald Trump is? Have you had that person enter your life? Maybe you've had sex with that person. It's horrifying to think that. Because basically, Donald Trump has replaced bed bugs as America's number one pest. Let's be honest, right? And then after watching the debate, that debate, please. First of all, the questions. Which woman would you like to see on the $10 bill? It's like, I'm surprised that they didn't all say Kim Davis. The question we should ask Republicans is, what woman would you put on the 77 cents on the dollar bill? I mean, but it is such an anemic... Jeb Bush, honestly, you can't... First of all, people, you are not allowed to put your own exclamation point at the end of your name. Other people do that for you. And he was on Stephen Colbert. He's like, well, the exclamation point connotes excitement. I'm like, do you want to know what doesn't connote excitement? Using the word connote. And his campaign slogan is ready to rise. What? It sounds like a Cialis ad. I don't want to think about Jeb Bush being ready to rise, maybe ever. And did you see all the drooling over Carly Fiorina's warmongering? Oh my God, the day after that debate, they were all like, she's the greatest. Oh my God, did you hear? She knows every army. She'd blow everything up. She would just bomb, bomb, bomb everything. It was so exciting. She's like some kind of like off-brand Margaret Thatcher. She's like a Hydrox Margaret Thatcher. She loves to tout how she was the head of Hewlett-Packard. She always forgets, you know, I ran Hewlett-Packard. It's like, yeah, and you keep forgetting to say into the ground. I don't even know, you know, and then these social conservatives, they're just crazy. You know, they just won't, all of them, they just won't stop. Rick Santorum has really lost it. He just talks about how birth control is not a way, it's like unnatural. And I'm like, unnatural? What are you talking about? He goes, I have 7 kids, I wish I could have 7 more. It's like, what? He hates birth control so much, he won't even pull out of the race. I'm trying to speak in euphemism because I know there's children here. So don't worry, I'm not going to cross the line. There will be no swears, only euphemism. You can explain it later. It's Fighting Bob. We're progressives. We like free speech. Deal with it, right? It's fun. But I want to say it's so exciting to be in a state where people, you've seen what's come down the pike. You have not given up. You are here. You show up. You fight. And you're really, really inspiring to anybody who is looking down the barrel of awfulness. And it's like you have a plan. Look around. Give yourselves a round of applause for being here. So in closing, I'm just going to say I'm heading to Minnesota in a couple of days. We have a Lady Parts Justice event that's coming up next Saturday at the High Noon Saloon from noon to 3. It's a rallying cry for all of you who want to like look at the reproductive rights stuff that's happening in your state and to make a commitment to get people registered to vote and to get people to actually support your clinics because they need you. I've traveled around the country for the past 3 years, and I've visited 57 clinics and done fundraisers for all 57. And the one thing that I have heard from the clinics and from the physicians is that it's incredibly hard to provide care and also have to defend what you do. So if you feel we need accessible, affordable, reproductive health care, then please make a commitment to adopt a clinic and to say, hey, I will stand with you. I will be the face of you. I appreciate what you do. Come over to our booth over here. We'll talk to you more about it. But I just want to say it's been a pleasure, Wisconsin. I love you. You're a great neighbor. And thank you so much. Thank you, Fighting Bob.
Thank you, Liz.